Ovis Perkei Mishnah Vov. Asor Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. There are 10 things which are physical mitziusin, but they're physical mitziusin that exist in a miraculous reality. They're not part of the regular physical world. They're physical phenomena that exist as part of the spiritual lamalam and aderech dika hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why they're 10, and they're a hemshech of what we've been discussing till now, is very simple. The Ribbono Shel Olam created one world called Derech HaTeva, Asar Mamos Nivra Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam then created an anti-Derech HaTeva called Asar Makos, Asar Nisim, Biyam, Asar Sadibrois. And over here we have something in between. The Maral explains that these 10 things were created Ben Hashmoshes. What does it mean Ben Hashmoshes? Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, the Maral asked the question this way. What does it mean Ben Hashmoshes? We understand Ben Hashmoshes is a twilight zone because we don't know if it's Yom or Laila. We're talking about when the Ribbono Shel Olam created. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows the clock. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have any shaylons manim, whether shkia, tzeis, something in the middle. What does it mean Ben Hashmoshes? He says Ben Hashmoshes denotes a state where there's a physical mitzvah. It's part of the physical world. It's part of the world of Sheishes Yom HaMaisa. But it's mechuber also to Shabbos, which is the Olam HaRuchni. These are things that are physical mitziusin that are kuloi toitzois of the ruchniistic world. One of them is pi haaretz. There was a hole in the ground, but that hole in the ground that swallowed up kerek vadosa is completely malam derech hateva. Pi ha-be'er, this was again, it was a physical place. It was the be'er shel Miriam. Upi ha-osoin is the mouth of the donkey of Bilam. Why the Ribbono Shel Olam had to create from Sheishes Yemei HaMaisa, the Pi HaOsoin, is a very profound idea. The Pi HaBe'er, we understand, the Pi HaBe'er is something that the water that fed Klal Yisrael on their whole journey to Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. More than that, it's brought down the Svarim that the Pi HaBe'er disappeared into the Kinneret, and all understanding of Seudah Satari has to do with drinking from that water. So it's something that lasts for eternity. Pi HaOretz is the Kerech Vadas, when they got swallowed up, they were, with their being swallowed up, they were ma'ames, Moshe Emes, v'seros Emes. That's a Dover Netzach. But who cares? A one-time event, Piyosin. And Taka, what's the pshat? Why did Ribbono Shel Olam have to do it? Ribbono Shel Olam could stop Bilam without the donkey talking. Kanira, that Bilam represents something very powerful. Bilam is somebody who had the level of a Soga of Moshe Rabbeinu with all the Shlechtkeit of Bilam. So Bilam is not just an individual. Bilam represents the human ability. He's the Merkava, so to speak, of the human ability to live in a world of evil and in a world of great intellectual depth. If there are nuclear scientists that their whole raison d'etre, even with their tremendous insight into nuclear physics, is to invent a nuclear bomb to wipe Eretz Yisrael off the map, it's the pshat is, they have tremendous human intelligence. Maybe they're Elohim. They're brilliant people. But at the same time, their whole mitzius is one mitzius of Ra. So the Merkova of Ra is human. It has the voice of a human. And it lives in the physical mitzius of a chamor, of an osoin. So when the Pia osoin said to Bilam, you're the osoin that speaks, what it did is it denoted, and it created the reality, the difference between Chachmei, Tzadikei, Gedeli Yisrael, and Chachmei and Gedeli Umas Olam. For all time, that reality was created by the Piyosoin of Bilam. The Akeshes. Keshes is the rainbow. It's the Ois Bris that was given to Noach that the world would never be destroyed again. Now, what is a rainbow? A rainbow, if you'll ask a scientist, the rainbow is not more than a certain prism of light that's broken up by the rain, and Mimela shines with a certain tzura. As beautiful as it is, all it is a natural physical phenomenon. I don't know exactly what it is about it, but a keshes clearly is a supernatural phenomena, even though it comes out in the physical way, which is really the theme of our Mishnah. The other point to make is Kanira, that in the first 1657 years of the Briyan, the Mabul was in the year 1656. There was no rainbow. There was no Keshes. So it would seem. Vehamon. The Mon was clearly a physical thing that existed for 40 years, Bishnai Zamidbar. but it was clearly something supernatural, and it was a reality that fed Klal Yisrael in a physical sense, but in a supernatural way, and it was created in that moment of Ben Hashmoshes between Sheish Esim Yamaisa and between Shabbos Kodesh. The matter was also a stick, it was a physical thing, but the matter of Moshe means the anhoga of the physical world with supernatural koiches. Vashamir, this is an interesting one. Shamir is a little worm, we don't know exactly what it is, but it has a koyach to cut through rock, and it was necessary in order to make the Avnei Choshen, which can't be carved, the letters that were carved into the Avnei Choshen can't be done with metal tools. Nothing in the Beis HaMikdash can be done with metal tools. It had to be done with some type of radiation that was, it's physical, but it sounds like it's something supernatural. The fascinating Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Ches that describes how Shlomo HaMelech got the Shamir in order to use it for the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Haksav, these are the Oisiyas and Aseres HaDibrois. Now, L'chayra, this is not a physical thing at all. The Luchois was Maisa Lekim, the Luchos Rishonis, that is. The Amichtov is not the Oisiyas. The Amichtov is the Tzura of the Aseres HaDibrois, the way they were written. Mefarshim said that they could be read Mikol Arbet Stodim. You can never read a newspaper from the front, the back, and on top and the bottom. What this denotes is a supernatural state where the letters are completely lamala min amokim min azman, which is what the Luchas was. The Luchas was the Dvar Hashem. But it was the Dvar Hashem put onto a physical stone, and that physical stone, even though it's something that exists in the natural world, but is completely supernatural. So that's again the same theme. Valuchos is the Luchas themselves. So really these three, you have to know what's really divided over here. It really could have been put into one. The haluchos and everything on them. But the Mishnah divides it up into three. Aksav, the amichta, the haluchos. The yeshayimim afa mazikim. The yeshayimim, that one of these is mazikim and shedim. Now shedim are supernatural phenomena, but they're not malochim who are lamalo from the Olam HaGashmi. They're half in the Olam HaGashmi and half not. There's something in between. The Rambam says that at every state of creation, there's half beings. There's a half Odom, which shares certain features with Behemoth, but it also shares certain features with the Odom. Or they say apes or something in between. And then there's a Behemoth, which shares certain phenomena together with the plant world. And plant world, which is shares certain phenomena together with the Doimim. So the same thing between the Odom and a Malach also. There's Mazikin that they're can't be seen by the unseeing eye, but they exist in the physical world, and they're clearly not malochim in the sense that they have taivis and they like to make trouble, but they're not earthly beings. Ukvurosoi shel Moshe. The interesting thing that the kever of Moshe, it says, v'leyoda ishes kvurosoi ad hayom hazeh. And the understanding of that, the Maral explains, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is not really an earthly being. Moshe Rabbeinu, his guf was lifted up to the madrega of a malach. This is what the Reb Chaim Volozhin explains in Ruach Chaim, that when the Rebbein Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he started his career by the Sneh, and he was told, Shal no lechem ya raglecha, that he should remove all physicality from his metzias, which is why he had to be perish miyishtoi, he spoke to the Rebbein Shalom without any chatzitza of inyoni haguf. So the kvur of Moshe, a kever of a person, is where the physical presence is there without the spirit. There's a kesher to the spirit. It's a makom that's nischaber to the neshama of the person, but it's not there. The neshama goes up. But the kvur of Moshe, there is no reality of a place where Moshe Rabbeinu is a physical being. There's no reality of Moshe as a physical being without the complete spirit of Moshe. So Mele Kvuras Moshe is a place that doesn't exist in the physical world. That's what it means L'yoda Yishus Kvurasai. As I state Maral, understanding that makes us understand also this Mishnah, that the physical place where Moshe was buried had to be a place that's Loi Me'al Mohodein. Ve'ele Shel Avraham Avinu, if the Akedah is the foundational building block, all of Klal Yisrael, all the Mesiris Nefesh, and all of the Avodah that he does, all the Karbonis are gebayt on the carbon, which was the El of Avram Avinu Bimkayim Yitzchak. All Mesiris Nefesh, all the blood that's been spilled over the years, and all Yidden that have jumped into Kivshin HaEsh for Kiddush Shema Yisbarach, all the supernatural experience of being a Yid through the ages is all geboit on Akedis Yitzchak. So the Ayil that Avram Avinu was makiv was also not a physical being. It was something that appeared out of nowhere. It was something that was a physical animal, but it appeared from a spiritual dimension. V'yeshayimim, this one is a takat dvar pela, so something very earthly and very physical. Aft tzvos b'tzvos asuya. Tzvos is a tweezer, plier. What the Mishnah says over here, b'kitzer, is that pliers is something also supernatural. No, last time I checked, they're selling in your local hardware store. What's supernatural? He says, because the only way to make a pliers is in a fire by having another plier to form it. So how was the first one made? Aft tzvas, every plier, b'tzvas asuya, had to be made by a different tzvas. Had to be made by a different set of pliers. So the first one, obviously, is supernatural. No, mathematically, the raya is a shein raya, but what does it mean? What's supernatural about a pair of pliers? So the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet discusses this again, just Pashat in the Cheshbon. The Gemara says maybe it's not a raya, and that's why it's only a yeshayim, because maybe the first pair of pliers was made in some type of mold, that where they poured metal into a mold, and the metal that tzevis was made, it was hot metal, maybe. Akhbar Vashtet in the Mishnah is that it is some type of Dovah Min HaShemayim. It doesn't say that it was made Ben HaShemoshes, between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, but state that it's something supernatural. Maybe we could add that the same way there's a Ben HaShemoshes between Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, there was another type of being that was created which is has a different dynamic. The bracha that we make on a Yitzira that's not part of Sheshes and maybe Reshes was fire. We make the bracha every Matzah Shabbos to say Bayre Mayre Oish, because fire was invented Matzah Shabbos. And what that means on a deeper level is that Shabbos, which is the spiritual element of the Bria, then gives a Koyach Ruchni to the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh ahead of it. And Matzah Shabbos was the first time that the Bria went into, the first Matzah Shabbos of Adam Rishon, was the first time the Bria went into 6 days post-Shabbos. And the Avoida of that, it's taka a psicha to the next 6 days, but there is a character by Bali Avoida, the very Makbid HaMatzah Shabbos, should retain its surah, Shabbos de Ketzura. Soiris of Shabbos, Macholim of Shabbos, the Begodim of Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos is not a time to chill. Matzah Shabbos is a time to carry Kedusha Shabbos into the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh ahead. And because of that, the koyach, which would then be used to create tools and chemicals and cook, etc., etc., was fire. Fire is a davar ruchni. Torah is compared to Eish. Avodah is compared to Eish. Karbonos were burnt up and took physical matter and turned it into spiritual energy. All that is in the fire, but the fire of Matzah Shabbos was the fire of all physical activity with a spiritual component. So maybe that's also, in this sense, the pliers over here that we're talking about, there's something that was made with heat, and that's how it was formed. So maybe there's a psenekuda of Eish over here, and that's the Bidei Shamayim over here. That's the unearthly chelik of it, maybe. With what we just explained now about Shabbos and Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh, Shabbos, and the 6 days after Shabbos, we'll use as a shtickle psicha to understand the next part of the parak. In Mishnah Zayin, we leave the world of the number of 10, and we enter now into the world of Shiva, of 7. The number 7, the significance of this, the Maral explains over here, many other places, many, many other places, is one of the Yisoides, Avne Yisoid of Mishnas Maral B'chol Nyonei HaTorah, is that the number 6 and the number 7 represent the world of physicality, and the world of physicality together with the Shleimus of the Elam HaRuchni. The number 6 is that in the physical world everything is six-sided. It's up, down, east, west. left, right. There are six dimensions to the physical world. A box, a cube, has six sides. The physical matter has six sides. The seventh is the totality that brings it to a state of taklus, of shlemus, of ruchnias. So the 6 days the world was created. Those are the six sides of physical matter. But the seventh element is Shabbos Kodesh. That's the seventh day of the week. It gives tzura and it gives tam and it gives a neshama to the whole mitzius of Shesha Simei HaMaisa. Shiva Dvarim Begoilom v'Shiva Bechochom. The first number seven that we're going to have over here is the number seven b'yachas to a goilom, by the way. It's not something that was created by the Maral, even though we're quoting over here the Maral. That's just a legend. Goylum is, but what the term does mean from the legends is that a goylum is a creature that was created that has a power of action, doesn't have a power of speech because it's not really a person. It's bedoimed to a person, has very limited intelligence, and it was used to kilu mimic a person. Pikachom were able to make goylomois. The word goylum literally is an unfinished product. And that's really what it means over here. A person who's an unfinished product, we say somebody who's rough, somebody who's not polished, who's not a polished personality, not a polished das, not a polished menschlichkeit, derech eretz, is a goylum. V'shiva b'chochom, the opposite of a goylum is something that's refined, it's purified, the pieces fit together, it's sophisticated, all that are the midas and the hallmark of a chochom. So there are seven midos, and the point is that with all the physical capacity of a goylum, but he's missing that extra something that turns him into a dover mufur in ruchnis. He might have the physical capacity of a person, but not the element of the number seven. So there are actually seven midos that define this difference between the two, between a goylum and a chochom. Chochom ein midaba b'fnei mishu godl mimenu. A chochem doesn't speak in front of people that are bigger than him. One of the signs of a chochem is somebody who's in a state of Kabbalah, and he has his place, and he doesn't step out of line. Now, when we say bigger than him, the Mishnah says b'chochma, which is the defining feature of a person, that he should be nichna in his battle to those that are greater chachamim. In parentheses, there's the word minyan. This is the gears of some of the Rishonim. Take a look at the Taz Yomtiv. And the word Baminyan over here would mean somebody who's older than him. That means even if Reuven is a bigger Talmud Chochem than Shimon, but if Shimon is older, there's a certain achna, a certain humility that Reuven has. Zokin, somebody who's elderly, is used in the Torah to mean Zeshekon Chochma. The two of them are two sides of something that's worthy of being nichna to. And that is the one of the defining features of a Chochem as opposed to a Goyim. This has nothing to do with age or stature. This has to do with when you're listening to somebody, so you listen fully, and being engaged in a conversation, communication, which is sophisticated and polished communication between two people, is the hallmark, is the sign of chokhmah. Chokhmah means that each person listens fully and properly and respectfully to each other. A person who hears something and he answers quickly without thinking is also is missing in refinement in basic tzuras adam. Another sign is that conversation, speech, is the defining feature of man. Man is called a medaber. The Rebbe Shem created man, it means he blew into him by Yipach Vav of Nishmas Chaim. The Targum famously says the Ruach Mamala, the power of speech. That defines an adam. So one of the hallmarks of speech, real speech, not just saying words like a parrot, is talking means having a communication, having a conversation. Having a conversation means that he could be asked, and the answer he gives reflects the oimik of the question that was asked. Shoel kenyan, when a question is asked by a chochom, the question is always tzimzak. Meshiv kalocha means that the answer is answered. Well, it's not just information or a random thought that's thrown out and figure it out yourself. It makes sense. It fits. We find this in the Torah. This in Parsha Shmos is one place. Is also by Rivka when she's interviewed by Eliezer Eved Avraham. She's, it denotes an orderly state of mind, fitting with an orderly method of communication. Again, that's the Tzuras Adam. V'amashal loshoma oima loshamati. Person has a certain honesty and a certain behirus that what he heard, he quotes b'shem. What he didn't hear, he cannot quote b'shem. And he has a race, what he heard, what he didn't hear. People that are always quoting things, they have no idea where they're quoting from, what they're quoting, how they're quoting. There's something wrong, there's something off about the communication skills. Umoyde ala emes, one of the hallmarks of a chocham is that he knows he's not infallible, he doesn't have to fight for something which is krum, which doesn't make sense. Umoyde ala emes. V'chilu fehem b'goylam. The goylam and the chocham are not different midas. The goylam is the opposite. The goylam is a person who's totally not refined. So merely, even if he has a power of speech, but it'll always be off, it'll be not clear and concise and defined and emes and orderly. That's the difference between the two.